This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. The family of a 49-year-old Colorado Springs man killed by police last year is suing the department and the city for excessive force. CPR's Southern Colorado reporter Dan Boyce has the story.
Police say Chad Burnett fought with police as they tried to arrest him at his home in May 2020, and he stopped breathing after he was tased several times. His death was ruled a homicide by the county coroner, but the local district attorney later found no wrongdoing in the case. This new civil suit alleges the four responding officers violated Burnett's constitutional rights. Family attorneys say Burnett was undergoing a mental health emergency and should have been given psychiatric treatment. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
In western Colorado, Glenwood Canyon's recreation path has been closed a lot recently due to the possibility of flash flooding and mudslides. CDOT's Elise Thatcher says it's vital that people respect the closures.
Then we're preventing that situation where people are having to make very quick sort of life and death decisions to get out of the way of a mudslide or rockfall or something else coming down from the slopes above I-70 and Glenwood Canyon.
Last weekend, mudslides twice closed the interstate in the canyon. Starting today, law enforcement agencies across the state are increasing their DUI enforcement ahead of the 4th of July holiday. Last year, 170 impaired drivers were arrested during the weekend. The State Patrol says it's often one of the deadliest for drunk driving. And this is CPR News. You're also tuned into All Things Considered. After the shooting at a King Supers in Boulder, the community was left in mourning, but some artists got to work and found comfort in creating.
I was channeling my art in that kind of that therapeutic, meditative way to almost to lift that heavy feeling from myself to begin with.
That story is coming up in 10 minutes. And after that, did you know the Statue of Liberty has a little sister? A 9-foot-tall casting from Bartholdi's original mold arrives in New York City this week. We'll get to meet her in 15 minutes, and we'll also remember Chicano social justice activist and feminist writer Elizabeth Martinez. Right now, it is 81 degrees in Fort Collins. Tonight, the low will be 58 with a chance of continued rain. Rest of the weekend should be in the high 90s. This is CPR.